Joining me in the KRVS studios is Stephen Landry, who's the Managing Artistic Director of the Acadiana Repertory Theater, here to talk about their next developmental production. It's called Que Sera Giant Monster. And it's the first production of the season, so what an interesting choice for the new year.
We're kicking off with a comedy, and we are almost an absurdist comedy, and we're happy to start off our year with something by Brad McIntyre, who we have fallen in love with his writing. And it's a short, smart, extremely funny show that packs a lot into about an hour and 15 minutes.
Now, have you done something by Brad McIntyre before?
This is the first time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just really liked the text.
I do. He has a way of packing a lot into a short amount of time, but he also has a way of dropping humor, dropping a serious moment, dropping an aw shucks moment when you don't even expect it. You know, there are a lot of playwrights that will build up to that sentimental moment, will build up to that dramatic moment. Brad just kind of hits you with it and then moves on. So everything is very economical in his scripts, which I think is nice because I feel like that's how life happens. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have 20 minutes to build up to a moment. Sometimes those moments hit you, and that's certainly what's happening with this show.
And where is Brad McIntyre based?
Brad is, I think he's around the Texas, around the Dallas area. Mm-hmm. So he will be coming in. He's coming in to spend the final two dress rehearsal nights with us, and then he's going to try to come back for the second weekend of performances.
Well, that's a really nice aspect of what Acadiana Rep does.
Yes.
Because you're doing developmental productions, mm-hmm. It's often the case that the playwrights come in for the opening.
Yeah, more often than not. And sometimes they're here for just a couple performances, one performance. But a lot of times they're here for three or four rehearsals leading up to, or in mm-hmm. some cases, a week leading up to. Mm-hmm. And they really, we encourage them to give their input, to help us if we're just slightly off, if there's something mm-hmm. we're missing, mm-hmm. help us fix it. Mm-hmm. Help, you know, or if there's something that the text that we feel they need help with, we're not shy anymore about saying, mm-hmm. this really doesn't work on stage. And, mm-hmm. and in Que Sera's instance, it's never been performed before. It's had a couple readings, but it's never been on its feet. So this is a great opportunity for us to breathe life into it, but also for Brad so that it can go on and he can make whatever revisions he feels necessary, and then it can see a long life, because it should see a long life in the American mm-hmm. theater. It's mm-hmm. We're still laughing, and we've been living with it for the last month. So
that's a really interesting relationship, these developmental productions mm-hmm. with the playwrights. Mm-hmm. And it's not just you all who do this. I mean, that is becoming sort of a common element of the
sure.
theater scene in America.
Well, I think as we become more aware as a theater community that minority voices, women's voices, these fringe voices that shouldn't be fringe voices need to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
More and more theaters are realizing it's incumbent upon us to not continue to do theater by old white men that we've been doing the same shows for 75, 80, 100 years. Those are fine, and there's a place for them, but we have to do better and more. And so more theaters are coming around, but I think it's especially important in markets like Lafayette, who are not as exposed to these works, to have a voice that will expose them. And then these playwrights need a champion. And so we're happy to provide both of those things. And it's a thrill for us. I don't want to act like we're these conquering heroes. We love developing these works. Mm-hmm, we get mm-hmm. to perform something like Que Sera Giant Monster, which just the title is enough to
right.
make me happy.
Right, so let's talk about Que Sera, Giant Monster.
Yeah.
It's directed by Debbie Ardoin, and
yes.
you are one of the characters.
I am. I play
play
Charles. Charles is having a really bad day. Charles had something that just uprooted his life, and in the midst of dealing with that, he's running away from an actual giant monster who is attacking the city that he lives in. And he encounters a former girlfriend of his who herself is having a very bad day. So it takes place in a diner. It's a unit set. They never leave. it's two people that are having really rough days with the threat of something marching around the city.
Yes, they sort of have a monster between them.
They've got a monster between them. Yeah, yeah, you know, and it's a play about certainly it's a comedy. You know, no one's going to come into this expecting these giant emotional revelations, but it does have these moments that just punch you in the gut as far as the reality of how we interact with each other, how we deal with relationships, how we deal with former relationships and the people that were in them. And then it also makes you think there's some time to talk about things like giant monsters that are out there that, you know, we may not know about. So it's a very interesting concept, but it should keep you laughing the entire time.
Well, and probably metaphorically, mm-hmm. you know, there's always a monster
out there.
Of course there is.
And then we have, you know, Erica Jure plays Catherine, the ex. And then Michelle Cologne, who is her first show with us. A lot of people know Michelle from various things that Michelle is involved with. She plays three characters. She plays other exes of both Catherine and Charles. And then she plays the Uber driver, who plays a very critical role in the entirety of the show. So,
So it does. It sounds like there are some serious issues and relationship issues.
Yeah.
Where does the humor come in? What is his talent with humor?
Well, he is very sharp. His humor bites. It is quick, and so you have to pay attention to it. But once you kind of buckle in for the ride with Brad McIntyre's humor, you certainly won't regret it. The relationship between Charles and Catherine is both loving and completely filled with animosity. So it's that's humor right there, to find that middle ground between the two. And Michelle Cologne as the Uber driver, she's absolutely hysterical. We crack up every night at her, and we are so appreciative that she's joining us for this. And Debbie Arduin directs, who Debbie has a knack for these types of shows. This is a Debbie show through and through. So so we're just having a fun time every night.
Well, I want to remind people listening that we're talking about Acadiana Rep Theater. Stephen Landry is my guest. He's the managing artistic director. And they opened the first production of their 2019 season on February 15th. Mm-hmm. And it will run two
weekends. Yeah, so one Sunday matinee on the first weekend and then evenings through the 23rd. So we've got our usual run, but it's a brief show. So I will tell people this. Yeah, no, it's an hour and 15 minutes. We threw in an intermission in there. It keeps Mr. Cliff happy at Satay and gives the audience time to take a break. But it's a great, quick night out at the theater. And so we encourage people, if you don't know what we're about, if you've never been to one of our productions, come check us out. Come talk to you'll find out that we do theater like everyone else. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be theater that's never been done before.
Well, and that's a pretty cool thing, isn't
it?
That we're on the cutting edge here in Lafayette and seeing plays that are being written by young playwrights and sometimes established playwrights who have new plays and perhaps they, you know, we've talked about that before. There are a lot of playwrights in the country, and it's not like getting a novel or a poem published.
Right.
A play has to be performed.
Absolutely.
You don't just publish it and people buy it to read
it. And, you know, Brad has had some shows done, but I think a very interesting example of exactly what you just said, Olivia Cote, who is the playwright of our second show, is 23, 24 years old, just graduated college, never had a play produced ever outside of school. The playwright following her, Adam Simkowitz, has had multiple plays published, produced. He's got connections all over the United States. In fact, we produced a show of his wife's. So that's the dichotomy that playwrights like Adam, who have been doing this for years, still need to get their work developed. But we also have these playwrights like Olivia, who's never had a chance. So both of those things are part of the purview of our job mm-hmm. as a developmental theater. And that's exciting that we have all of that within one season.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exciting for you as a theater company, but also exciting for Lafayette and the surrounding area who gets to experience them. The play we're talking about is Que Sera, mm-hmm. Giant Monster by Brad McIntyre. And you'll get an opportunity to see it February 15th through the 23rd. So how many performances altogether?
Six total. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the first weekend, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday on the second weekend.
Should people look at your website or Facebook page
for more information? Sure, KadianaRep.org. All the links that you need are there. You can buy tickets from our website or Cité des Arts. Buy tickets there as well. And we are, you know, encouraging people that want to get involved as well. Come down and talk to us. There's always something, including getting on stage, that people can do. So we are a grassroots theater. We are not, this giant organization. We want people who are passionate and if you're a visual artist, if you're a musician, we have room for that.
Mm-hmm.
So come down, and we always have a company member or I'm available. I mean, I'm in the show with this one, but I'll be available after to talk
and
to anybody.
And also, I'm sure behind the scenes help, too.
Yeah.
Stage managers. Yeah.
Stage managers, people in the booth. So we have a lot of ways to get involved, and the more that we get people involved, the better service we can be, not only to Lafayette, but mm-hmm. to the theater community at large.
And you all get to read a lot of great plays, don't you? And you have these great reading sessions where you're choosing plays for the upcoming season.
Last year we had 1,400 submissions. We opened submissions last Wednesday. We are already at close to 700 submissions for the 2020 season, which is our 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So next season is going to be really special. So there's a lot of ways to get involved. We have big plans that we're not talking mm-hmm. about just yet. But
we'll certainly a credit
get
to
involved
your reputation.
Now. Thank you so
yes,
much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Again, my guest Stephen Landry with Acadiana Repertory Theater talking about Que Sera, Giant Monster by Brad McIntyre. It opens on February 15th. It will have six performances at Cité des Arts. You can find out more about Acadiana Rep and the upcoming season mm-hmm. by going to their website, acadianarep.org. Tickets are available at Cité's website or by calling their box office.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Judith.